number one hit music station. This is 30 minutes of non-stop music. East Coast Radio.
A beautiful, good Saturday afternoon from myself, Jane Lindley Thomas. How are you doing, my love? I hope that you're so incredibly well. Big day today, South Africa versus Ireland. Hey, Booker! Booker, let's go. So excited for 9 o'clock tonight. Sure, what can I say? The last 2 days have been absolutely... I don't know how to put it into words. And you know me, I'm a word girl. I can talk for days. Your love has so been felt. Every single message, phone call, DM, you name it. I've read them all. I'm just so grateful. Thank you for being the wind beneath my wings. I just love you so, so much. You know that though, right? I know we have a lot of people listening all over the world today, and I just, cheery salutations to you. So what I thought we'd do today and tomorrow, and of course inviting your voice notes through on 0617929495 for any memories you want to share or reflect on or stories, please, I'd love to hear from you. So what I thought we'd do is we'd start from the very beginning of how I kind of got into this industry, and I'm going to bring some very special voices from back in the day back onto East Coast Radio this afternoon. Daryl Ilbrey's on the way very, very soon. I know, how cool, right? So in about 2002, I had kind of flunked out of drama school, much to my mum and dad's absolute shock and horror. And I was au pairing in Cape Town at the time. And my dad phoned me and he said, listen, we've got to talk. What are you doing with your life? And I was like, oh, I think if I have to really like get serious, I think I want to like really like pursue this dream that I've had from the back of my mind and really get into radio. Because, you know, as a little girl listening to East Coast Radio, I was always so taken by the connection to community and stories and people. And he said, well, what are you going to do about it? And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I remember I arrived at an in-store radio station for Clicks in Cape Town and sat in the foyer and waited for the program manager there, Arne Allingham. And when he came outside, I said, hey, my name's Jane Lindley. I don't have any experience, but I'd really like to get into this game. And he said, okay, cool, cool. You can go and watch this guy. It's called Shadowing. Go and sit on his show and you can watch how it happens. And it was in that time that I got the opportunity to interview South African bands on a pre-recorded interview basis and then be played onto the DJ show. And my first interview, my first big interview I ever got was Rodriguez. Sugar Man. I mean, how unbelievable. I remember I was trembling behind my microphone and he said, well, Jane, I'm coming to South Africa. Come on the tour with me in Cape Town. And this was pre like taking photographs and splashing them all over the socials. I don't even have a photograph, but I certainly have the memories. So I thought a wonderful way to start this throwback and appreciation would be going right back to the beginning and kicking off the show with Rodriguez and Sugar Man. A beautiful, beautiful good afternoon.
Since 2003, she has loved, treasured, and adored you. Jane Lindley Thomas, celebrating you, your moments, and memories for the last 20 years on East Coast Radio.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
How's it if you have just tuned in? Jane Lindley Thomas, for the last time this Saturday and Sunday between 2 and 6 p.m., and just taking us all back in time to the start of this beautiful, beautiful gift, this 20 years of being a part of your lives. And I can't tell you how much I have just loved being in your company and kind of growing up under your watchful eye. I thank you. So I started off the 30 minutes with Rodriguez, Sugar Man. What a tune, right? Rodriguez was the first person I ever got to interview. I'd been in the radio game for about 3 seconds. But long before that, as a little girl driving to school, I would listen to East Coast Radio. And there was a very, very wonderful man at the other end of the microphone. Obviously, I'd never met him. And his name is Daryl Ilbrey. And I welcome you with such an open heart to East Coast Radio, my friend. How's it?
Ms. Lindley Thomas, how the hell are you?
Oh, Daz, are you well?
I'm very, very well, exceedingly well, actually. But geez, I can't believe it. 20 years. I didn't realize you're that old.
I age well, eh?
You age incredibly well. I mean, I follow you on Instagram, and I mean, you're still looking absolutely amazing. But I mean, you know, that's the, you know, you can do that with technology.
I was
nowadays.
Say,
AI is amazing.
Yeah, that's the Claritin filter. Thanks. So listen, when I was a little girl listening to you and JVB was the start of really wanting to be a part of this brand. I just loved how you could talk about current affairs and traffic and go into the news and then wish a listener by their name. And I was just so taken by that sense of community. And I just really want to thank you for being a part of my Seed Sow.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. I mean, it's always great. I mean, it's wonderful, you know, entertaining people. But when sort of people come up to you and they say, well, you inspire me to do this or you encourage me to do that, whether it's going on to become a teacher or whatever it is, yeah, that really makes it sink home as to A, your responsibility, and also B, your purpose. Your purpose is basically to do more than just entertain people, is to be part of their lives and hopefully have a positive impact on their lives.
Well, that you have had on my life and so many people. Your legacy is still very much in the DNA of my life. So what advice would you give me going out of this game? Because I'm quite nervous, hey? I mean, my stomach is in a knot. I've got a very tight butterfly feeling. I'm like, yeah, I'm excited, but I'm also nervous. And you've walked this road.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing is to realize is that especially, and you know, but for someone such as yourself, you've been down this route where you've interacted and you've worked with so many different people, you don't realize what diverse skills you develop. And I think especially now in more of a sort of a multimedia radio environment as opposed to pure radio sort of decades ago, you don't realize the kind of skills that you pick up and the kind of, and not talking just on technical skills, but personal skills. And that's one of the things I've always admired about you. I've always been a very shy kind of person, but you're just out there. You connect so easily and so well with people. And that is a real skill. If you use that and you capitalize that, then, you know, really the sky's your limit.
Oh, well, Daz, thank you. Are there any, like, real standout East Coast radio memories for you?
I'm very, very thankful to say that at my age, a lot of that has now gone into the mists of time. It's a good thing if I remember to put my trousers on, you know. So you're asking me to dig really, really deep into the sort of foggy mist of time to try and remember. I was on radio, you know. I think a lot of it, and possibly for a good thing. I think, but if there's one wish, it was that a lot of the stuff that we did, people have hopefully forgotten about it. But something is, one thing I will say, and it's to do with you, is that I don't remember exactly the first time I heard you. But one thing I do definitely remember is the impact that it had. It's because I heard it, I thought it was the most refreshing voice, the most refreshing character that I'd actually heard for decades. And there's one thing that you did that no other person that has actually done or I've listened to in radio is that when I listen to other radio people, I hear sounds. But when I listen to you, my head fills with color. And that, for me, is the enduring legacy that you have, is that you brought color to radio, which is very, very difficult to do.
Oh, Daz, thank you so much. Do you have a parting shot for us?
I do have. I've got lots of parting shots. Believe me, I kept all of them, and I call them booger balls of wisdom. And this is the one that really stands because I hate politicians. And it's this one. Don't buy shampoo tested on bunnies. Rather buy chainsaws tested on politicians.
Wow. Darrell Ulbery, I'm going to say I love and thank you. And the song that I've chosen for you is, I know, a very special one. The last song that you played on East Coast Radio. How long were you at East Coast Radio for?
It's about 208 years, I think.
I age well. Well, here's Fleetwood Mac and Songbird. Darrell Ulbery, thank you for your legacy. Thank you for your time. Love to Chantel and the family. Until we meet again, go well.
Will do. All my love.
Lots of love to you. Bye, my love. What a beautiful tune, Fleetwood Mac, right here on East Coast Radio, Songbird, especially for Darrell Ulbery. What a special moment. That voice, hey, so distinctive. It just takes me so back in time to such a wonderful, wonderful place. So are you ready for a shopping experience like no other? The India Shopping Extravaganza at Suncoast is a must visit if you want to discover the best of Indian fashion and home decor. Whether you're looking for stylish fashion items, exquisite jewelry, beautiful home decor, or unique accessories, you're likely to find something special at this extravaganza. The India Shopping Extravaganza at Suncoast is open daily from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. So you can shop to your heart's content. For more info, suncoastcasino.co.za. So I actually attended. I took myself on a date this week. I went down to the extravaganza and I bought some new sparkly rings and some new sparkly earrings. And while I was there, I connected with another dear friend that I'm going to bring on air a little later, Lev David. I don't know if you remember Lev. He was the producer of the East Coast Breakfast Cereal in 2004 that I hosted with Makosi Kosa and Mel Massane. And Lev used to always wear a fork around his hand. You would always see it glistening before you saw his face. And I actually sat at a table at the extravaganza and connected with Lev, who's now living in Oslo. And we looked at each other eye to eye, heart to heart, after so many years. And it was just really beautiful. I've got to say, in the lead up to these last final shows on East Coast Radio, reconnecting with some very special people has just been a real gifting, to just push pause and pump the brakes and just catch up. So I look really forward to bringing Lev on air a little bit later.
Shane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.
A beautiful good Saturday afternoon. How's it here with you? Right here on East Coast Radio, 2 to 6. I'm Jane Lindley Thomas. Today and tomorrow, my last 2 days on East Coast Radio after 20 really, really happy, happy years. And just going back in time. So I kind of started the story with you, telling you that I started at an in-store radio station in Cape Town. And then one day, out of the blue, I got a phone call from a guy by the name of David Yap. David Yap, good afternoon.
Hello, Janie. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so well. I mean, I think I thank you every time I see you 20 years later. But thank you so much for opening the door for me.
You know, Janie, you're the only person that I ever employed at Red Cap Radio that almost cost me my job.
Sorry.
I remember standing in the old musica business and listening to you on air. You were interviewing a South African band. I'd been told about you, and I wanted to give this girl a listen. I thought, you know, I'd been told that she could be the next personality. And there was absolutely no doubt in my mind after hearing you. I kind of don't remember what the words that constituted the call thereafter. All I know is that in almost a week you were in Durban, and my boss then turned around to me and said to me, how can you employ somebody without even talking to her? I said, she's got so much talent. She is going to be the next big thing. And the next thing I know, you, me, and Wackhead Simpson, Darren. Darren had just come back from overseas as a comedian and wanted to get into radio. And collectively, I think we knew nothing about what a breakfast show should be. And I just remember screaming laughter and just getting people, staff, motivated at the other end of the wire in stores around the country, and just getting them involved and getting them happy. And I think that's your legacy, actually, is the fact that wherever you go now, it's the happiness that follows. So from that first listening to you on air to where you are today, number one, you haven't changed. And number two, you just spread love and happiness. So, yeah, great memory.
Oh, well, thank you. And I look back on that time with such keen affection. And I think for anyone that wants to go into any skill set in their life is really to watch how people are doing it. And I remember sitting and watching Wackhead, in particular, the way he would speak into a microphone. And although he was speaking to a lot of people at the same time, he made it so personal. And I was really, really blown away. And just for you having taken a chance on me, I think that's also a huge part of success, you know, is for people to open the door for you to walk through. But you've got to be prepared and you've got to be ready and you've got to be hungry, right?
You've got to be able to do it and deliver the goods. But at the end of the day, we just watered your plants. That's all we did, Jane. Oh, all we did.
Well,
provided for him the place to play.
Well, thank you, my angel. And to Marcel, Fat Jam, and Michael Zuma for all the memories. And when I think of a song to kind of play for you, Dave, it's got to be a bit of Freestyler and Bomb Funk MCs.
Absolutely.
I love you so much, and thank you for everything.
Love you,
okay, my
Have
darling.
A wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Right,
bye, Dave.
Okay. Bye.
What a number. Bomb Funk MCs and Freestyler. You dig? I mean, this is a real weekend feels kind of tune. I love it. Thank you so much to David Yap for being my special guest. I'm going to try and get to as many of your voice notes this afternoon as possible. Thank you. I see you. I love you. 061-792-9495 if you'd like to connect.
Shane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio. Since 2003, she has loved, treasured, and adored you. Shane Lindley Thomas, celebrating you, your moments, and memories for the last 20 years on East Coast Radio.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Janie. Hello from an old friend, Darren Simpson here. Oh, Janie, I knew you before you were Jane Lindley Thomas, and you knew me before I was Wackhead. What a time. Oh, man, I have such fond memories of you. Before your East Coast days, when Dave Yap and I on Red Cap Radio, we were doing what you could call a morning show at the time. And Dave said we needed a female here. So he found you and he brought you in. You came from Clicks all the way from Cape Town. I remember you walking into that studio on the first day and you had some crazy earrings. You had some lots of nail polish, all different colors, and these huge glasses on. And I looked at Dave and I said, where did you find this young lady? Well, you know what? In about 20, 30 minutes on air, you slotted in so beautifully to this very dude-type show. And you brought that female element, that soft touch. And my gosh, did you have a great sense of humor. You laughed. We laughed. We all laughed together. You were just an absolute breath of fresh air. And at that point, on that day one, I said to Dave, I said, you know what? This lady is going to go far. And my gosh, you did. 20 years on East Coast Radio. That is a huge achievement that only the very few will get in their broadcasting careers. You've worked your way through all the time slots, which just shows how diverse you are and how anything that gets thrown at you, you can handle with absolute perfection. You've been an absolute joy to know as a broadcaster. I've watched you from afar wherever I am, and I've just been so proud of you, Janie, because you just do broadcasting the way broadcasting is supposed to be done. It's personal. It's a very, very personal medium. You do it with lots of love and lots of passion. And you've just been fantastic in that whole KZN community. And they've been very, very lucky to have you entertaining them for the past 20 years. Jane Lindley Thomas, I can only hope you do whatever makes your heart happy, because that's the type of person you've always been. You've made other people happy in doing what you do. Now, that next chapter, I hope it is as big of a success as your past 20 years at East Coast has been. Love you lots, Jane Lindley. All the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Wackhead. And I mean, Darren, I'm so proud of you. Really watching your success just go from strength to strength is just such a wonderful, wonderful thing to bear witness to. So thank you. When thinking about a song to kick off our 30 minutes of nonstop music, one for Darren Simpson, when he was at East Coast Radio many moons ago, he also used to do a bit of music compiling, which meant he used to put the music into the schedule. And he, in true comedic style, typed up Michael Learns to Rock as the artist. And then he wrote the title of the song as Paint My Toes instead of Paint My Love. So you would be driving down the N2 and hear DJ saying, "Hey, a beautiful good afternoon. Welcome to East Coast Radio. This is Michael Learns to Rock and Paint My Toes." Too funny.
Auntie Jane, so sad that you're leaving after all these years. I grew up listening to you. I was a teenager when I started listening to you. Now I'm in my 30s. Oh,
we're surely going to miss you, Jane Lindley Thomas. You haven't been tears to my eyes today. You've always been there for the community, been there for the people, the love, the commitment, even that you showed. We're going to miss you. Just remember, we love you.
I love listening to all the music.
East Coast Radio.
It's Sigma right here on East Coast Radio and Adrenaline Rush. We're going back in time and chatting to some very wonderful voices that have been extremely instrumental in my 20-year career here at East Coast Radio. And on the line, we have Gavin Mayering. Hello, Gavin Mayering.
Hello, Jane Lilly. How are you?
Oh, my love. I'm so well. I just wanted to phone and say thank you. I mean, you were the program manager of East Coast Radio from the late 90s for a long time. And you kind of opened the door for me and gave me like a real commercial gig at Coast Radio in 2003. Thank you.
Well, you know, it was the easiest decision to make, actually, if I think back to it now. And, you know, I'm so glad that that decision has led to a really great career, I think, for you in terms of radio broadcasting. I mean, you lasted there 20 years, which is great, which is more than I did.
Oh, well, thank you. I can imagine.
But, yeah. Well, I just, you know, as I said to you at the time, you were just such a refreshing breath of fresh air for what East Coast Radio needed at the time. And I think that you've proved that over the years. So congrats to you and well done for just being that fresh air, being that blossom of what East Coast Radio was. And I'm very privileged and proud to have been part of that.
Oh, thank you, my love. Did I give you many gray hairs on the East Coast breakfast cereal?
I wouldn't say gray hairs because I was used to that kind of excitement, and I love the controversy and the energy that would have prevailed anyway. I mean, you must realize that I had Daryl Ubi and Darren Scott before that, so you were a welcome relief.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. So I'm going to be bringing Mel Mussain and Makosi Khoza and Lev David on shortly. And obviously we were the East Coast Breakfast Cereal way back
that's
in 2003.
That's right.
And what a ride. I mean, I'd been in the industry for 1 year. I was very green and thrown onto a billboard alongside, two dudes. And what a ride.
Well, it was. And I think, you know, it was a case where, you know, I felt that the morning show needed something fresh and different. I mean, you've had anchor presenters, like I mentioned, you know, Daryl, who always is like a steward in terms of East Coast Radio broadcasting. And then, of course, there was Darren Scott. And, you know, it was still kind of one-dimensional. And I just thought, well, you know what, it's time to do something really different. And you were there, and Makosi and Mel were the team that we put together. And then the somewhat genius of Lev, and he's probably listening and he's probably going, thanks for that, Gav. But nevertheless, I think the combination was exciting. And I think that, you played your part going forward after that, you know, in being the voice and the bright blossom, as I mentioned, for the station. So well done.
Well, just thank you. This really is a tip of the hat to the incredible men, actually, that have been in my life and opened doors. So I just wanted to make time and just, thank you so very much. I've chosen a song for you because you were and probably still are a member of Arapaho. So I have Butterfly Angel locked and loaded, baby. I do.
Oh, wow. We've dug that out of the archives.
I have. Gavin Mayering, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for the opportunity. And, lots and lots of love to you.
Absolutely. And lots of love, and go forward and do well, which I know you will do anyway. And thank you for being there and being that person that was, as I say, the easiest decision I ever made to get you on air at East Coast. So well done. All the best, and thanks for playing Butterfly Angel. That's cool. I get some royalties out of that.
Yay! Lots of love, Gav. Go well.
Bye.
It's Arapaho right here on East Coast Radio. It's Butterfly Angel. A gorgeous good Saturday afternoon. I hope you're having such a good one. Of course, 9 o'clock this evening, South Africa versus Ireland. It's so cool to have been out and about this morning and just see KZN awash with the green and gold. It's a beautiful, beautiful feeling, right? Heritage Day weekend. Going to be throwing some face on the barbie. I love it. So I was just catching up with Gavin Mayering, program manager, who opened the door for me in 2003. And I'm going to be connecting with, a man who makes me laugh like nobody else. There's no one that compares. In fact, we can just send each other voice notes of just like static. It sounds like someone's having an asthma attack, and then he'll send me one back and he's having an asthma attack. We've always just laughed and laughed and laughed together. It was such a joyous time, and that's Weekend Breakfast with Mel and Jane, Mel Messane. So Mel Messane coming up shortly. If you'd like to send a short message, please. It's so lovely seeing all these lovely well wishes. And as I said at the beginning, you are the wind beneath my wings. You are just giving me such, yeah, such a good energy and good feeling as I kind of close the chapter on this beautiful, beautiful journey at East Coast Radio 20 years later. That number is 061-792-9495.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.
It's Justin Timberlake right here on East Coast Radio and Cry Me a River. So on the line, hands down, one of my favorite people in the whole entire world. The first show that I ever did on East Coast Radio was a weekend show with the one, the only, Mel Messane. Mavi, how's it?
Jamie. Am I allowed to call you Jamie?
Of course you can call me Jamie.
Oh. Let me tell you the origins of Jamie. I've been calling you that for the last 17 years. And I think I've known our first show. you came onto the wireless. And you had this, like, you know, you've got quite a deep voice, let's face it. Okay?
Yeah.
And this one listener called, and I took his call, and she said, can she please speak to James with an M? and so she thought it was Mel and James on the radio. So I passed you on to her, and ever since that day, that poor lady still thinks you're James.
Well, you even went overseas and bought me a notepad with all the pages had Jamie's pad on the top of the stationery.
I don't know where Marv came from, but I mean, it's been Marv and Jamie for the last 17 years.
Oh, I've got you on my phone as Marv. So can you hear this tune as well? It's coming.
I think this is the first time that we ever played together on the wireless.
This song, Justin Timberlake. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hands down. Hands down. I've never, ever, ever had so much joy in a studio and laughed from the moment I went in to the moment I went out. It was just absolute undiluted happiness. So thank you.
Yeah, see, Jane, I used to count the sleep weekend to Saturday morning just to be with you on the radio. It was, for me, not only the best radio experience in my whole life, but the best experience in my whole life, just being with you on the radio. I mean, I've heard the people talking about you earlier on, and I mean, you are just, you wear your heart on your sleeve, and what you see is what you get. And what I admire most about you, and I don't know how people have this, is this vivid imagination and your keen sense of observation. I don't know, you see things that other people don't see, and the way you can relate to what you see on the radio and make on a one-to-one basis and make people laugh and make people be part of that experience. I don't know, it's just, it's a God-given talent, and I really admire you for that. And I mean, you know what, I heard you talking to Gavin as well, and you came from Red Cab Radio, right?
Yeah.
And he said to me, he's got this, because I had been working with a co-host for a couple of months before, and then he said to me, you know what, there's a girl from Red Cab Radio, I think we should give her a try on East Coast. And I remember you standing outside that front door with a huge big glasses, and you came in, and I mean, I'm old enough to be your father, and I mean, we are poles apart, let's face it, in terms of our personalities. I'm the sort of prim and proper type person, the keeping the feet on the ground, and you just came in and blew me off my feet. And that's probably why it worked. Well, I think it worked. Do you think it worked,
for sure? Absolutely. How could you not listen to it and not laugh? I mean, remember the features we used to have, Surprise a Bride, where I would phone a bride on the morning of her wedding as she's having her curlers taken out and tell her that her wedding venue had either burnt down or flooded.
And you remember that one? Oh, my gosh.
Mrs. Grand Demange was her name. I'll never forget it as long as I live, ever, ever, ever. And then, Marv, you got to tell the folks before we go, what did I used to do on the newspaper clippings? What did I used to do?
Don't tell anyone. We kind of made the show up as we went along. You know, presenters sit for hours at a time doing show prep. I mean, we pitched up at 5:02, whatever it was, in the morning, and kind of made it up as it went along, and it kind of worked, I think.
And what I would do is I would get the we'd do newspaper headlines. We're very proper. We'd do newspaper headlines. And
yeah, let me just paint the picture here. I would sit behind the microphone. You would sit opposite me.
And you would have the Independent on Saturday in front of you, okay? And you're also, apart from a damn good presenter, you're a pretty good artist as well. Because what you used to do is, you used to tear little pieces, little things that sort of appealed to you. You would tear little pieces out the newspaper, and you would take a Cokie pen. I've got one here in front of me. In fact, it's quite relevant. It's the Independent on Saturday from the 18th of October, 2003, okay? And the headline reads, "The Box Had the Power in Their Hands." Now, we're talking 20 years ago. What you did is, there's a picture of two rugby players. And what you did with your cokie pen is, you drew this huge head of hair.
Like afros.
On both players, okay? And you changed the heading. Instead of "The Box Have the Power in Their Hand," you said, "The Jacksons have the power in their hands." And you named the one guy, you named the one player, Janet Jackson. I mean, and you would pass this to me as that red light was about to come on. You would pass this bit of paper to me as we were about to go live on air. And then, you've got another one to share. It was a retirement supplement in the Independent on Saturday. And there's this lady of about 75 years old standing there. And you've got a speech bubble. And in the speech bubble, you said that she says to me, "I love you, Mel." And then you pass that to me as the red light went on. And I've got to try and keep a straight face and you know, back announce a song.
Mom,
I don't know how we did it, Jane.
The happiness and the joy. I just want to thank you for being... You're my first. You were my first, Marv. And
my last and my everything.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm going to catch up with Levin Mack next. I'm going to phone you back, get you on the line. But before that, one of the first interviews we ever did on the East Coast Breakfast Cereal was with Westlife. And I thought, hey, man, what about a bit of Bop Bop Baby? Baby. Oh, what a tune. Westlife right here on East Coast Radio. Going back into the memory box, I remember interviewing Westlife on the roof of the Hilton Hotel. Lev David, do you remember that day?
I don't remember anything, Jane.
Well, there's a picture to prove it, but I'd really wish I hadn't worn crushed velvet.
I remember that. So we had such a day, and they loved us. The way I remember it is they were fans of us.
Well, I just remember looking at the photograph and thinking velvet was the wrong choice, because who wears velvet in the humid summer? I had like a huge sweat patch all the way down to like my hip bone. It was very unattractive.
Yeah.
Hi, friend. Let's introduce the other friends. Makosi Koza, how's it?
Hey, Jane Lily Thomas. Yeah. Hey, Lev. How are you?
Mac, man. Yeah. So lovely to hear your voice. So lovely to hear everybody's voice.
Mel,
hearing
saying,
you and Mel
here
together on the radio.
the team has been reunited.
We were ahead of our time, guys.
We're still alive.
Hey, Mel, how's your pacemaker?
What we need to do, guys, what we need to do to recreate that breakfast cereal experience is just, we should talk over each other the whole length. It's just... Nobody gets to talk. Nobody gets to talk alone. Until
all
starts.
Right, Lev, is this your way of shutting me up again?
Okay, I'm gonna lead this one. I want to go around the table. Does anyone have a standout East Coast Radio breakfast cereal memory? Because, I mean, guys, it was a long time ago. I'm talking like 19 years ago. I can't remember what I had for breakfast 2 days ago.
Can I start?
Okay, Makosi, go.
Okay, cool. Mine quickly is the one when, unfortunately, this doesn't involve Mel, which is kind of bizarre. But anyway, everybody else will chip in. It's when I to my memory, I'm the only one who DJs, right?
Yeah.
So I was invited for a gig in Richards Bay. And they were like, hey, why don't you bring the team along? I'm like, awesome. Let's do that. So Lev was in tow. Jane Lily Thomas was in tow. Was Wolfgang there?
Wolfgang's here.
No. Was he there?
Yes.
He came along for the ride, and it was the most amazing thing, because Jane was saying, Makosi, what do I do when I get there? I'm like, pick up the mic, greet them, and I'll DJ. That's all you have to do, which I think we had loads of fun until the next morning when we checked out. They were like, Mr. Koza, the bar tab. I'm like, what bar tab? Like, no, your guest cleaned out the bar and kept ordering. I'm like, no, that wasn't part of the... Yeah, so that's my memory. Thanks, guys.
Who was it?
Oh, wow. That took a wild guess.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, wow. Liv, a memory for you?
You know, do you guys remember Test Driving Men?
Of course.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yes. You know, And I think...
10:06 in the morning.
Who could have done that? Yeah, that's it. And I just wonder, like, who else could have done that feature than Jane? And, you know, I think that when I think about that feature, I think about everything that made Jane the absolute star that she is on radio was in that feature. And, you know, somebody who can just, like, run the show and get us to the next song and make everybody feel good, but also open up and be vulnerable. And it was funny as hell, of course. But, you know, a lot of that is what you do on radio. It's just, like, exposing yourself and, you know, giving more of yourself than you ordinarily give to strangers and making strangers friends and familiars. And I think it was just some of the finest radio we produced. So I think
Jane, I want to ask you, how did you cope with all that testosterone around you, the three males?
You know,
Good question.
I've always been a girl that loves to hang out with guys, like my whole life. Like, I love running with the big dogs in the long grass. So for me coming into, I feel like it was a family environment. I mean, I've never felt anything other than love from you guys. I mean, Test Driving Men was quite a thing. I mean, basically rating guys out of 10, asking them pretty personal questions and then setting them out into the world and hoping that they pick up a date.
Can I just raise my hand quickly and say I honestly have no recollection of the feature whatsoever.
Because you were late.
Can I tell you why, Makosi? You used to arrive at the studio at 10 to 7 in the morning. We'd been there for 2 hours already.
Exactly. Marv, I'm going to ask you, I know that your memory's shaky, but do you have any East Coast breakfast cereal memories?
Jane, the worst memory of my whole life. I mean, I know it's been a rule of any studio in the whole world that you don't drink in the studio. And I thought, you know what? 5 o'clock in the morning, it's okay. Nobody will know. Stood there with a cup of coffee in my hand in the studio, and lo and behold, if the MD doesn't decide to come to work early that morning, she stared at me, glared at me through that studio window, didn't say a word. Except when I received my payslip 2 weeks later, I think they doctored up. I got it like 25 rand fine for drinking coffee in the studio. I swear, I don't drink anything anymore.
Oh, guys, this is special. Thank you. I think for me, when we went and recorded radio ads in different languages that got flighted on different radio stations, all advertising the East Coast Radio Bacoma breakfast cereal.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I remember Gavin coming in and saying, you won't believe. In fact, I know the station now, but I can't name it because I then went and worked for it. They fell for it and gave us like added value and like, no, you guys, you can give your billboards and extra ads and last minute. Yeah.
5 out of 5, they all fell for it. Yeah,
no, exactly. Well, Jane, guys, I'm wondering,
I was just wondering if anybody has asked you, you know, what are you going to miss? I've been listening to the show, your whole show today, and I'm pacing here because I'm back in that radio state of mind when everything's intense and everything's alive, and not many jobs are like that, you know. There's a few, but not many. And I'm just, what are you going to miss?
Lev, I've cried so much over the last 2 days just trying to consume the last 20 years. You know, I can't tell you how I've got to a space where when the phone rings in the studio, I can tell the listener by the first 5 seconds of their voice. So for me, it's the connection, it's the people, but I'm really hoping that I can take my love for people and storytelling and package it in a different way. You know, it's been audio for so long. I'm now going into a space of visually creating touch points for all of us to feel connected, you know? I don't know what it's going to be like not being able to sit behind a microphone and connect, but I've just had such a wonderful time. I really, really
love it.
Yeah, so thank
you. You've touched so many people, Jane. You really have, and I love you for that, and I always will.
I love you, Marv, and I love you, Mac, and I love you, Lev, and thank you so much for being a part of my story.
Thank you for allowing us in your space
thank
and
you,
energy.
Jane. Yeah.
Lots of love. All right, I wish we could speak forever. We should do like a podcast or something, but I got to go. I got to pay bills. We got to do things. I got to go. All right, guys. I love you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Shane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio. Since 2003, she has loved, treasured, and adored you. Shane Lindley Thomas, celebrating you, your moments, and memories for the last 20 years on East Coast Radio.
Thank you, Jane. Hello, Shane Lindley Thomas. Thank you, Jane. Happy farewell. One big ass, Mama, we love you so much. Thank you. Bye. We'll always miss you. We love you, Mom. Thank you for your journey. We love you, Mom. Thank you. Have a nice journey. We love you a lot. Hello. Bye. Thank you, Mom.
Hi, Jane. This is Gary and Nikki from Pinetown. I'm 55 years old. Nikki's 50 years old. We've been listening to you for many, many years. I've seen you at many live venues as well. And I just want to say thank you for your... for being an ambassador for South African music.
And our beautiful country.
And yeah, thank you and good luck for your future.
David and 7 Days right here on East Coast Radio. A beautiful hello from myself, Jane Lindley Thomas. Sure. Yeah, it's been really something to connect with special voices from days gone by. And as I kind of close the chapter on my wonderful, wonderful experience alongside you for the last 20 years and documenting, you know, from in-store radio through to weekend breakfast with Mel Mussain, onto the weekday breakfast with Mel and Makosi Khoza and Lev David. And then obviously had a few stints on 6 to 9 in the evening and weekend breakfast. But straight after the bright lights of a breakfast show weekday, I went and hibernated for a bit in the evenings. And my co-presenter there was Trevor Williams. Hello, my darling.
Hello, JD.
Oh, man. Hey, full circle.
Full circle. Nobody could do 360 radio like Jane.
Oh, Trevor, I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, I think it was quite a hard show for me to have kind of transitioned into, having swung from one extreme to the next. So, I mean, breakfast show, you up at any time from 4:30 to be ready to rock and roll when that microphone is turned on at 6 a.m. in the morning. And then from there, going into the evenings from 9 p.m. until midnight. So, yeah, just thank you for being there.
No, it was awesome. When Gavin gave me the news, like, Jane is joining you, I was like, awesome. I love your energy. I know we come from the same stable, Red Cap Radio, so we have the same blood. And, you know, as we sat down and we put our show prep together for the first show, and you spoke, and you, okay, Jane's a boss lady. I got you. I'll take the lead there. You know, and I guess the moment that Mike went on, it was magic. That every moment that we had on air was magic, you know. We prepared well, and we just made it natural on air, you and I.
I think for me, what I take away from that particular time was to really connect with people. It was a real go slow. And I don't know if you remember, but this story will forever stay with me. One evening, we were on air together, and off air, we took a call from a woman who was contemplating taking her own life. She was sitting on a beach and she was sobbing. Trev, do you remember? And she said that she had a bottle or two of prescription drugs that she no longer saw the light or value in her life. And I just remember sitting on that phone call with her off air for about 40 minutes, just reassuring her how loved she was and how there was definitely something to live for. And the feeling of her saying okay and walking off that beach. And I just, for me, that is when I had the time to really fall in love with people. So I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah, and that was nighttime radio, totally different from daytime radio. Mm. I mean, we really spoke to people. You remember Kosi Khona Dube?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. No way. Remember Kosi Khona Dube?
Remember?
No.
Yes. You know, and everybody who tuned in, who SMS'd and called us and so forth, they were just like evening family. And that's when people are the loneliest and they needed company, true company. And we gave them that. I mean, when we played our game shows, remember 30 Seconds?
Yeah.
Jane?
Yeah.
Who was the cheat there, Jane?
Not me.
Okay, fine. We'll just move on from there. We had so much fun.
Yeah, we did. And I remember going on tour. We went to Richards Bay, Newcastle.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Took me to the bright lights, baby, because Baby Boy had just come onto the scene.
That's right.
And we were touring with Baby Boy, remember?
I remember. We went to all these wonderful cities. And Jane, you and I, what I remember most about us traveling around these cities is we had to share the radio. So it was rock for 1 hour, R&B for the next hour. And Jane was like, no. I will come. It's my turn right now. I'm in control. And it's rock at 10. Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Beautiful, beautiful memories on the road.
You took me to some sketchy places, boy, but I was happy to be there with you.
I was introducing you to the other side of life, Jane.
That was
the party.
Well, Trev, thank you so much. I have got actually a very cool tune, Locked and Loaded, which I haven't heard probably for, I mean, I think we were together in 2005. I haven't heard this tune since then, and I've got Baby Boy and Friday. Thank you so much for your time and for your companionship, and love to Marcia and the kids.
I love you too, Jade. Keep well.
Lots of love, Trev. Go well. Bye.
Bye.
You can really feel the energy around the province as we gear up for the big game this evening, South Africa versus Ireland. Very amped indeed. It's been a really beautiful, nostalgic throwback show as I celebrate 20 years on East Coast Radio and close the chapter of a beautiful, beautiful story, our story, because we have journeyed alongside each other since 2003, and we've been kind of dipping in and out of different shows and different stages. And as I mentioned, I have done quite a few shows on East Coast Radio, but I was very, very adamant when I arrived in 2003 that I wanted to have my own daytime show. It was really, really important to me. I didn't want to be a contributor. I didn't want a co-presenter. I wanted to sit behind the desk and I wanted to push the buttons and be the lead. And I worked it out that I had 15 years of no. 15 years of no. And if this is testament to anything, if you are wanting to do something in your life, keep persisting. Keep knocking on the door. My dad always says the squeaky door gets the oil. And I squeaked and I squeaked. And Zane Derbyshire, program manager of East Coast Radio, who opened the door and gave me my first daytime show. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Hi, Janie. So good to talk to you. I'm standing in the small village of Helen, Georgia. And picture, if you will, a German-looking little village in the mountains of Georgia, and it is just something to behold. It almost feels like we're slap bang in the middle of Europe.
Well, look at us. We are connected right here.
Absolutely.
So thank you. I mean, I know I gave you some gray hairs, so apologies up front for that, but thank you for giving me the opportunity that I so desperately, desperately wanted.
You know, it's not about giving you the opportunity. It's about seeing the incredible potential that you had and that you brought to the fore. I'm reminded of so many wonderful things that you did while you were doing that lunchtime show. And for a program manager, it's not about thinking you know what it's about or thinking you know what it's about. It's about giving the listeners presenters that they can connect with and who they can learn to love and who can tell them stories and who can really bring radio's magic, the theater of the mind, to life. And I think you're one of the rare people, Jane, who's got that talent and that ability to really tell a story and to really paint a picture in my mind. And so I just wanted to say congratulations. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you. It's been an even bigger pleasure knowing you as a friend. You and I used to be almost neighbors a few years ago, which was a wonderful time. And I wish you nothing but the best. And I think your departure from East Coast Radio is certainly going to make the station a little bit poorer from Monday.
Oh, bless you for those words. One story comes to mind where I know that you were not pleased with me, and it was really my intention was not, you know me, I don't like, I'm not a shock jock. I don't go out there to make ripples. Yeah. I go out there to love and to serve. Absolutely. And very nonchalantly, one afternoon, Simon Carter and I, who I've got on the line in a while, were talking about alcohol that we would never touch, having been like sick on it. And I mentioned a brand's name, and I honestly thought that this brand was an international brand. And got off air, and I will never forget. You phoned me on a Friday afternoon, and you were like, "Listen, sis, you've caused a bit of chaos here." Gosh, I was so stressed. I mean, I got taken off air, had to do a written apology and a recorded apology. Yeah, not my lane.
That was wild. That was wild. And you know, the problem is, I knew that you'd done it completely innocently. There was no malice involved at all. But you know, sometimes, when brands hear their names mentioned in a certain context, it obviously sends their blood pressure into the red. So you handle it like an absolute pro, you know, and I think we always talk about the good things and the wonderful things, but it's in times of trouble and times of stress when your true character comes to the fore. And the way you handle it with absolute grace and poise really, really speaks to your character and to the type of person that you are.
Oh, bless you. And what was even funnier was that particular alcohol brand then arrived at the studio about 3 weeks later with a hamper of every single booze in their label, and they asked for a photograph of me holding the hamper so they could put it on their social media. Full circle.
Well, you see, absolutely taking a really bad situation and turning it around beautifully.
Well, bless you. Love to you. Love to Willem. Thank you for everything that you've contributed to my journey. A song that you've asked for is Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine. What a beautiful KZN song.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. I will always think of you and KZN when I hear that.
Oh, lots and lots of love. And thank you for your time, Zane.
Great to chat, Jane.
Bye.
Cheers.
Lots of love. It's Majorzy and Mi Amor right here on East Coast Radio. I hope that you are well. I'm sending you so much love and trust that you're having a lovely weekend as we gear up towards the big match this evening, South Africa versus Ireland. Really looking forward to that. So, yeah, I just want to thank you once again for all the love and real encouragement that you have given me over the last 2 days when it was announced that I am leaving East Coast Radio tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. I will turn the microphone off and I will walk out of the building after 20 years. And again, I thank you so much because you're the reason I'm here. I stay because I love you. But we'll connect on other platforms, and I will always be a part of your life. And just thank you for your time and your companionship. I really, I treasure you something deep. So I was just chatting to Zane Derbyshire, who was the program manager that gave me my the first and only daytime show that I was the anchor of. And of course, every good show needs a very good producer. Simon Carter.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, my love. How are you?
It's so, so good to hear your voice in what is a very cold London at the moment. And it's been so good just listening to East Coast and listening to you and everyone pouring out their hearts to you. It's been good.
It's been a journey, right?
Brew. Yeah. It sounds like you've been a handful since the start.
I know.
Let's be honest.
I wasn't aware of this. Yeah. Well, I mean, Si, what I loved so much about working with you is that I love you as a person. And I think that you and I always took radio very seriously, you know. I think that the more prepared you are at your craft, the more you can have fun. And you and I were always on the same page. We always wanted the same outcome, right?
Yeah, I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head. I think back to the time that you and I were together on that show, and you know, we took it very seriously. We prepped thoroughly. We were constantly in conversations with each other and go, "What about this? What about this?" And just always going, how can we make this bit of content better? And, you know, I can't think, well, if I think back to some of the stuff we do or did, we were always trying to like break the format. Mm. How can we do something different to everyone else on the station so that Jane's show is cutting through? Because you know, we really wanted that listener, whenever you turn that microphone on, we wanted them to listen in and lean into that radio. And I think, yeah, I think we achieved that every now and again.
Well, I think for me, when I look back on that show, having wanted to strive to connect and hold space, you'll remember, because I know we both often send teary voice notes to each other. I mean, even last night I was crying on the phone to you. You know, Valentine's came around and everyone was like, yeah, 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 you must go and like speed dating or put people on a blind date. And I was just like, naught. We're not going to do that. We're going to go on a quest in KZN to find the oldest love. We're going to go and find the oldest couple that we can find in KZN, and we're going to recreate their wedding on air and get them to do their vows to each other again. Well, how was that?
Do you know, Brew, that story, I'll never forget. You were texting me and we were throwing around ideas. And as you say, I think I was throwing you all the just like top draw stuff, you know, like, oh, we can do this, we can do that. And then you pitched that idea to me. And I don't think what you realized at the time was I was so overworked because I was producing your show and Damon at the same time. And I obviously had to do a Valentine's thing with them as well. And you told me about this thing. And I was like, this woman is insane. How are we going to pull this off? And it was that first meeting when we met Peter and Joe. I just remember getting goosebumps and going, this is possibly going to be the greatest moment of our career on radio. And yeah, I think it was.
Well, I mean, I remember the day we went to Tafton. We sat in the lounge with Peter, who was 91, and Joe, yeah, who was 101 at the time. They've subsequently both passed on. And just being in the presence of two people that had dedicated their lives to each other regardless of everything.
Yeah.
I left there a different person.
100%. Do you remember when we were like chatting to them about everything and they were sitting on the couch? And they still had it like a little bit of banter with each other. And she was still trying to wind them up. But they looked at each other and you could see that look of love. And they still were smiling at each other after how many years of marriage. Remember when we were playing the show out, I think there was like a good 4 minute ad bracket where I was just bawling my absolute eyes out when we had finished the whole thing. It just, yeah, what a pleasure to share that moment with you.
Oh, absolutely. A real highlight for me because human stories are my love. And then, of course, leading on to the radio award for podcast.
Get Real, Vanessa Huerson. Yeah, the podcast, the first podcast award in South Africa. You got that.
Yeah, well, you produced that for me. And again, the first person I phoned was Vanessa Huerson to say your story has won, because, again, it was a story of absolute inspiration, that regardless of what circumstance you find yourself in, you always have choice on how you move forward. So
100%.
Yeah. And those are the touching ones. I mean, how do we roar with laughter? I mean, gosh, Simon, we have snorted over each other for years.
Oh my God. Do you know what I think is the biggest con in history is how we convinced East Coast Radio and Stuart Berry to broadcast at Splashy Finn every year for 4 years and get paid to do it. Like how did we get that right?
No, there are too many. I mean, there are just too many stories to mention. I'm going to end with this one, though, because I've got a song lined up for you. So here's the story, yeah. Okay? Simon and I get flown to Cape Town to go to the Bastille
concert. No, no.
Yeah. We get flown to Cape Town to go and interview Bastille ahead of their concert. So we go backstage, we meet the guys, we interview the guys. I play a little bit of a collab with them on a tambourine. Simon's there, he's filming, everything's cool. We leave the backstage and we go out into the arena to go and watch the show. And Simon grabs me by the wrist and he's like, Jane, we've got a problem. I say, what? He says, I didn't push record. I said, what do you mean you didn't push record? He said, I just didn't push record. So we had no audio. The job we had gone to do, we had not succeeded in our job. So anyway, Simon made a few calls and was able to get the audio from the camera guy that was also in the room. But that didn't stop us. We ended up clubbing at a Jewel in Cape Town until 3 o'clock in the morning and then had to be on the 6 o'clock flight home to come in and deliver the show.
I think I edited bits of pieces of the audio on the flight on the way to Durban, as you say. That's probably one of the funniest stories of all time. I don't know why I didn't press record. I think I just got, I was so like enjoying the interview, and I got just, like I fell in it like an audience member, but I forgot I was there to do a job.
Well, I've got Bastille and Pompeii on its way. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your craft, and above all, thank you for your friendship. I love you. Love to Michelle, and we'll catch up really soon.
Take us home, Thomas.
Oh, my darling. Take us home, Thomas. Love you.
Love you.
Hi, Jane. This is Regan from Chatswood. We really want to miss you on the East Coast. You're a really good entertainment to us, and we love the music that you have. And we give you all the best wishes to your new life out there.
Hi, Jane. We're going to miss you a lot. I remember when you first came to the radio. It was a Saturday, and you were with, if I'm not mistaken, Margaret, and your voices were very similar, and you were very, very shy. We're gonna miss you, Miss Lindley, Mrs. Thomas, so much. This is Bali from Nongoma.
East Coast Radio is always here with you.
Hi, Jane, Lily Thomas, Xavier here. I just want to say thank you so much for being a part of my 2 years that I've been living in KZN now. Every weekend, I always ensured my radio was on, listening to your show, and you just brought a peaceful vibe to my home. As you can hear, East Coast is loud here at the back, and it's sad to hear you going, but I wish you all of the best. Thank you very much for being part of my first 2 years and blessed years in KZN that I've had so far. Love you very much. Take care.
Jane, I'm so sorry that you're leaving. But onwards and upwards. I just wanted to say I was listening to the little chat with Daryl now, and I just honestly felt like he just paid you the greatest compliment ever, and he hit the nail smack bang on the head. Just in terms, and not only do you bring color, but you bring love. There is just so much sincerity. And I think that's why we're all going to miss you so much. It's just your absolute authenticity, the realness of everything. And you're absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much for all the love coming through on our WhatsApp line. I'm seeing you and I'm appreciating you. And it's a real roller coaster. 1 minute I'm absolutely fine, and then a message comes through and I'm blubbering, and then I'm fine, and then I'm blubbering. Oh, man. 20 years of journeying alongside you. It is, it's so hard to put it into words, really and truly. It has just been beyond remarkable. And the fact that you've been able to share so many special moments with me, man. I mean, I arrived here 23. I was ready and single and mingling. And very soon after actually starting here, I met Mr. T. He proposed to me when I was doing the 6 to 9 show in the evening. And yeah, I feel like I've just shared my whole life with you, you know, from being proposed, Mikey proposing, and then our wedding, and then our firstborn child, Cooper, and then doing a radio crossing to Daryl Ilbury on the morning that our twins were born, and they're 11 already. I mean, gosh, eh? We were together the morning my grand died. I mean, my greatest creative gatekeeper. She was the apple of my eye. And I remember it was a really hard, hard, hard morning, because I remember waking up and hearing my mum and dad crying in the bedroom, and I went through and I said, what's happened? And my dad said, Gran's died. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I obviously can't go to work, and I was doing the weekend breakfast show at the time, and my dad said, you've got to go. And I was like, please don't make me go. Please don't make me go. And he's like, Jane, you've got to go. I'll drive you and I'll sit in the reception. And he sat in the reception having just lost his mom, while I sat in the studio with my heart breaking into a million pieces. But I just remember in that moment, it was such a vital skill, because we can be both. We can be both in the moment. We can be both heartbroken and, you know, grateful for the memories. As hard as it was then, we've shared it all, hey. We've shared so many ups and downs. And when you phone me and you tell me your hardship or your joy, I just appreciate your companionship more than you will ever know. And I'm going to miss you so much. But this isn't goodbye. This is I'll see you later, alligator. Okay, now we're going to get out of this emo state of mind, because we've got a big rugby game we're preparing for. So there's so much fun that goes on at East Coast Radio between the presenters. We really do have a really good time. My worst, however, was when Darren Moore would come into the studio and he knew that I was trapped and I had nowhere to go. And he would say like, hey, Mama Jane, can I test some new comedy liners on you? And I'm like, oh, gross. No, I hate comedy liners. And I couldn't go anywhere. But he did such a good prank on us. We were told, myself and Damon Beard and MCZ and Sertion, were given a script and told to go and please record it for an advert for a client. Okay. What we didn't know is that Darren had actually written the script and it wasn't for a client. It was just for laughs and the tongue-twisting situation here. Take a listen.
On the Kumars Tonight on Glow TV, the Baratheons, Roberta Leonard. What's that name? Leonard. Yeah, it is Roberta Leonard.
On the Marimuthus Tonight on Glow TV, the Barat...
On the Kumars Tonight on Glow TV, the Baratheons, Roberta Leonard, runs rings around the Roman Legion's ruins and discusses the 33 thieves that thrilled their way... Really?
Yes, it's a mouthful, eh?
Thrilled their way through to the throne throughout this Thursday scintillating episode. This is like... It's a joke.
On the Kumars Tonight on Glow TV, the Baratheons, Robertson... Oh. I'll try it again. On the Kumars Tonight on Glow TV, Baratheon's Roberta Leonard runs rings around a Roman legion's ruin and discusses the 33 thieves that thrill their way through the... That is a lot of alliteration, I can't do that.
On the Kumars Tonight on Glow TV, the Baratheon's Roberta Leonard runs rings around the Roman legion's ruins and discusses the 33 thieves that thrilled their way through to the throne throughout this Thursday's...
Skin-titillating episode.
Throughout this Thursday's...
Skin-titillating episode. What the heck does skintling mean?
Scintillating. Oh, we were getting ourselves into such a state and it was filmed. We didn't see that there was a camera mounted on the wall. And we were sweating. We were trying to get this right. And the worst is when you do voiceovers and you've got a client in the room and you just can't get it together. Oh, I'm CZ James, Sertion and Damon. That was brilliant. Darren Moore, hey, you better watch out. Sleep with one eye open. Oh, okay, that WhatsApp number again. We've got like, what, 20 minutes together for the last of this, what is Saturday? And then we'll together, obviously, tomorrow between 2 and 6 p.m. That WhatsApp number, I'm going to note forever. 061-792-9495 if you'd love to connect.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.
Good afternoon, Jane Lindley Thomas. It's your president, East Coast Radio. Listeners, President Tutuwani Manqele. I'm coming to you live from Richards Bay. Wow, what a journey! What a journey, Jane, for you starting at East Coast Radio. I was there listening. Wow, what a presenter! I wish you all the best. Everything of the best. May everything you wish for be fulfilled. We as East Coast Radio listeners, we wish you all the best. Good luck and always stay humble. We're going to miss you on East Coast Radio. Bye.
Hi, Jane. Oh, this is a really surreal moment. I remember your very first show. I remember where I was. And now 20 years later... I'm listening to your final two shows. Can't believe it's been 20 years. And wow, so much water under the bridge. Thank you for all the wonderful memories, all your wise words. You helped me through a very tough time and during my illness. And Joel, all the best to you and your beautiful family. Go well, girl.
Hannah, thank you for that really heartfelt voice note. It really touched my heart, and I'm just sending you so much love and so glad I could be there for you when you weren't well. When thinking about, so many memories, you know. I remember when I used to, on my daytime show, travel around the world vicariously with the two cousins, Luke and Jordan, that were hitchhiking their way to the Ellen DeGeneres show. Do you remember that? Such cool guys. And another really standout moment for me, and I think it's so beautiful in line with our game this evening, is the Kersney Boys Choir. They joined us in studio here. Take a listen.
in studio live today. Good afternoon, boys.
Yay!
So they all arrived in their red gumboots. I love those gumboots. So they come in a size 7.
Yay!
Fantastic. And all wearing their zebra print and leopard print, looking very snazzy indeed. As I mentioned at the beginning of the week, this choir went to Singapore and got gold, baby. They got 2 golds in Singapore, and they're here today to sing one of the songs that they sang. Are you guys ready to take it away?
Yeah.
And it's a perfect choice for Nelson Mandela's birthday this week, right?
Yeah.
Proudly South African. It's beautiful in KZN. Boys, when you're ready, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kersney College Choir. Before, whoa, I nearly jumped the gun there. If you would like to check out all the action, ECR, on our ECR page, go to Facebook Live and you can see these beautiful boys live in action. A 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3.
Hasimbonanga,
Hasimbonangu Mandela Tina, Labekona, Labeteli Kona. La Becona, La Becelicona.
Hard not to feel extremely patriotic when you hear this, right? So if you're sitting in your green and gold jersey right now, just feel that feeling of being united. And as we sit around our TV screens this evening and shout and scream and support our boys in green and gold as they take on Ireland. To the Kersney Boys Choir and to each and every person that has contributed to my show, to my life for the last 20 years. I love you and I'm indebted to you. And yeah, it's just been the most heartfelt journey. You are my purpose. You were my reason. And I'm just so grateful to have been able to have been your friend. I'll be back tomorrow for the final show of the Jane and Lee Thomas Show right here on East Coast Radio after 20 years. Please keep your messages coming through. I look forward to connecting with you heart to heart tomorrow. And as I always say, may you feel loved and treasured and adored until we connect again. Go well, my darling.
Since 2003, she has loved, treasured, and adored you. Jane Lindley Thomas, celebrating you, your moments, and memories for the last 20 years on East Coast Radio.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane.